these wondrous marvels of electronic. I believe it is this coming Wednesday morning that our friend John Schroffer is going to get a new conservator at 8:30 a.m. in Department 15. And I think we ought to go down and cheer him on. And that is the size of the announcement.
I have an announcement. On Wednesday morning, you better check your calendar. John is one thing, you are another. Anyone want to top that?
Karen, help.
You have a personal appointment.
Is that the 31st?
It's the 31st.
Okay.
Let's all say a prayer that this goes very, very well for John. Getting him out was the first miracle. Getting him in security is a necessity. And in allowing this to work its way through without bitterness, without any more pain of incarceration. There's no way to wipe out the pain of years and years and years that are wiped out in disappointment. The error is to live in a wish for revenge. Let us just always pray that it works out equitably enough that ones can live in the cleanness of their own mind. We need no vindictiveness. On the other hand, it is not all right that these things happen. It may be necessary, and it may not be your business. That does not make it all right. This should be a good week. This should be an outstanding week.
May we take time to hear Brent read from Soltech?
Yes. Now that you've turned the tape, why not? Let's fill it up.
This is from August 27th, 1994, Soltech. Tonio Soltech present. I come in the light of Holy God and in the presence of His host. Thank you for your attention. I want to take the time here to bring you ones up to speed on the subject of earthquakes, which have been occurring on your planet in the last several days. Your media, naturally, has been far more interested in its soap opera trial of O.J. Simpson and in President Clinton's vacation on Martha's Vineyard. Yet, while you are lulled into sleeping, your planet is very much awake and lively. The activity about the Pacific Rim, or Ring of Fire, has increased substantially in the past 2 weeks of your time, and it is my opinion that you ones need to be made aware of this stepped-up activity, as it could have some great effects upon those of you who reside in the western coastal states, especially California and Alaska. As you should recall, I have in the past told you that the activity which occurs across the ocean in and around the Japanese islands should be watched very carefully, for this could very well act as the catalyst to activity in California. Well, Chilas, Japan has experienced several sizable quakes recently in two significant areas, the first of which is the Kuril Islands, which are located just north of the Japanese islands, and whether or not politically they are claimed by the Japanese does not change the fact that, geologically speaking, they are all part of the same grouping. The first activity began there on August 11th with a little 3.8 magnitude shaker. On the same date, there was a 5.7 quake located in the Tonga Islands and a 4.8 near Kamchatka, which lies just north of the Kuril Islands. On August 13th, there was another little shaker, this time a bit stronger at the Kurils, a 5.0. That day, there was also a small quake in Northern California, magnitude 3.1, located approximately 50 miles south of Mount Lassen, and a second little shaker, magnitude 3.7, near the Catalina Islands. Then, on August 14th, There were several good-sized quakes located at the Kuril Islands, a 5.8, followed by a 4.8, followed by a 6.1, followed by a 5.1, then a 4.4 and a 4.6. Since that date, it has been shaking on a daily basis. Honshu, Japan, began its episode on August 12th with a very small earthquake and held until August 14th when a magnitude 5.2 quake struck. And on August 16th, a 5.7 quake hit. That same date, the Ryukyu Islands, just south of Japan, experienced a 5.4 quake. So as you can see, the activity has definitely picked up. Those I have listed above are only a cursory view of the activity of recent days, for the list of all substantial activity would take many pages to list out. And he takes several pages here to list them out. So there's over 100 sizable quakes in the last couple of weeks. My question, dear ones, is whether or not I now have your attention. I trouble to make such a massive list for impact, for it is apparent that many of you only trouble yourselves when the shaking begins in your own backyards. Yet, as you can see from this massive listing, those occurrences which take place thousands of miles across your ocean do have a domino effect and will, at some point in time, affect you ones as well. Just as your bodies have a parasympathetic nervous system, so does your planet. That which occurs at one point will have an effect at another point over a period of time. This is why I've urged you to keep your eyes on Japan, for you see, Japan and California and the rest of the western coastal regions of your land are related and interconnected. Other areas of your world as well have been affected by the activity in the Pacific Ocean. Take, for instance, Algeria, where a 6.0 earthquake struck on August 18th, killing nearly 200 persons. Aftershocks of 3.7 to 4.5 have been ongoing since the initial event. Remember the analogy of the jigsaw puzzle I used in a previous writing. Italy, too, has been experiencing several small to moderate shakers, as have the Straits of Gibraltar at the mouth of the Mediterranean Sea. I speak so heavily on the Pacific Ocean area, for it is, as all are aware, the hotbed of creative energy upon your planet at this time. All planetary changes take place in geological cycles or periods, and you are in the midst of one of those cycles or periods right now. These periods of change and their increased levels of activity always will precede transitionary changes, for it is a planet's way of renewing and rebirthing, and the Pacific Ocean is the womb. I will not belabor this subject further, for at the last writing, called "A Mind is a Terrible Thing to Waste," on page 32 in the August 9th, 1994 issue of Contact, I gave you once plenty of food for thought on that subject. I just want each of you to keep in your minds what your planet is experiencing and why it is experiencing these massive changes. Tectonic activity, volcanic activity, etc., will cause changes not only to the land masses themselves, but to the jet streams which control your weather patterns. Look at the tropical storm activity of late. They are beginning to refer to the hurricanes as megacanes because of the extremely heavy and damaging winds that are accompanying them. Chilas, it is all part of the changes. Get used to it, for there is much more to come in the very near future as your planet picks up its pace. The closer to the birth, the closer and more intense are the labor pains, so hold on tight. This upcoming winter shall prove to be quite interesting, and in some cases it may produce some intense, possibly devastating storms of ice and heavy winds. Note that your temperature extremes are becoming greater, hotter summers and colder winters. There is no ice age coming and no greenhouse warming.
Wait, let me interrupt. How many of you have paid enough attention in the last 2 days to hear that you have an abundance of ozone? Not to fall back, you know, and get comfortable with it, because it's relative to something else. But I hope all of you heard that. You no longer have an ozone hole. It's filled up this year. Go on, please.
Okay. No, there is no ice age coming and no greenhouse warming. Your world is in the process of cleansing, birthing, and renewing. Man's tampering with the atmosphere and land has created problems. But believe me when I tell you that the planet will survive, providing you ones do not blow it to kingdom come. Your tasks are many. but it is all coming together, though you ones may be weary and growing impatient. But it is best that all takes place in its own allotted time and methods. God knows better, don't you think? Let us wrap this up. There are many more things which I could write about, but the time grows short, and it has been a very long day for my scribe. Keep your chins up. We are going to get there. Tony Osteclear, salut.
Thank you. It's very nice to have them back aboard. Can we go now?
Yes. Yes.
My scribe's tired, too. It's been a long 3 weeks, Ed. Go in peace, and thank you all for coming. It's always nice to have you, Dave, and anyone that you would bring with. Salut.